This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy the U.S. operations of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has been a source of national security and censorship concerns. The potential deal would be a victory for both companies, making Microsoft a major player in the social media arena and providing relief to TikTok and its parent company. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said he would take action to ban TikTok in the United States. The vote to renominate President Trump is set to be conducted in private later this month without members of the news media present. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Convention cites the coronavirus for restricting press coverage from the August 24th vote in Charlotte, North Carolina. The decision marks a significant change for the convention, which historically has worked to draw media attention to spread party messaging to the public. The UN Health Agency is warning the coronavirus pandemic will be lengthy and could lead to response fatigue. 6 months after the World Health Organization declared a global emergency, the coronavirus has killed more than 685,000 people and infected more than 17.8 million. The WHO says the effects of the pandemic will be felt for decades to come. A state of disaster was declared in Australia's state of Victoria on Sunday, with the local government implementing a night curfew as part of its harshest movement on restrictions to date to contain the coronavirus. On Sunday, China and South Korea reported more infections, but spikes in both countries appear to be tailing off. This is VOA News. Mexico overtook Britain to become the third hardest hit country in virus deaths after Brazil and the United States, with more than 46,000 fatal cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according by Johns Hopkins University. It is well to note the Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, nine state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. lawmakers are reporting progress on a huge coronavirus relief bill as political pressure mounts to restore an expired $600 per week supplemental unemployment benefit and send funding to help schools reopen. Speaking to reporters, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says Saturday's negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were useful, but not complete.
It was a productive day. I think both Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi would agree with that. We're still a long ways apart, and I don't want to suggest that that a deal is imminent, because it is not.
Senate Minority Leader says talks will continue through the weekend.
We're not close yet, but it was a productive discussion. Now each side knows where they're at, and we are going to work very hard to come to an agreement that meets the needs of the moment.
The United States is condemning Hong Kong government's decision to postpone the Legislative Council elections, initially scheduled for September 6, 2020. In a statement on Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo calls the postponement a regrettable action, which confirms Beijing's intention not to honor the Sino-British Joint Declaration, a UN-registered treaty when Britain turned Hong Kong over to China in 1997. The SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft is journeying back to Earth today with two U.S. astronauts on board, despite a storm threatening Florida. Their proposed splashdown sites are off the coast of western Florida's panhandle, while tropical storm Isaias is headed toward the state's east coast. NASA opted to go ahead with bringing the pair home, despite the threat of Isaias, which to a tropical storm from a hurricane on Saturday. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA.